Today is, as we know, a celebration of the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But with that, it particularly happens on this day, the Friday of Passion Week. We come through Passion Week and Passiontide, and I couldn't help but kind of seeing a parallel between the proper last gospel for today, which is we see the Pharisees and the high priest Caiaphas and things like that planning on putting to death our Lord. They're planning and getting ready to do so. They're trying to find a way to justify in their own minds so that they don't have to reflect upon the evil that they're committing in doing so. Because some of the men at that meeting are raising up the question of, well, you know, he's doing all these works. He's performing all these, you know, miracles, if you will. And, you know, how are we going to justify this? And their point is that, you know, well, if we let him be, then we're going to lose our nation. And, you know, the Romans will hear about it and they'll, you know, come and want to snuff that out. And, you know, it's better to let one man die for the sake of the good of all of this nation. Well, you know, that's their own minds justifying putting to death the innocent man, the God-man, the Messiah that they supposedly had been waiting for. And it creates kind of a suffering in and of itself to our Lord. Our Lord is you know, it says in that same gospel that he no longer goes out publicly. And we know that, you know, that means he has to take measures to keep himself out of the streets around people who recognize him and who will see him, and to go about his, you know, what he needs to do in a little bit of a clandestine way. Not because he's afraid to die, but because he knows that his time is not quite yet at hand. He's not quite yet the time for him to give up his life. It's coming, and he's ready for it, but it's not now. And so they plan and they scheme this, and he knows about it in some ways. And it brings us ultimately to the sufferings of Our Lady, that she too has to suffer in this anticipation. When our Lord was presented at the temple and the prophet Simeon foretold the sufferings of Our Lady, saying that her soul too a sword shall pass. You know, that she's been thinking and she's been recognizing the sufferings that that have been coming in this building up. She knows the ultimate end of what's going to happen to her beloved son, to her creator, to the one object in life that she loves above all else, the God-man. She knows what's eventually going to come. And so there's this little bit of suffering of anticipation that his whole life long. But now she has to, you know, she knows of the plan, if you will, because she hears the murmurs in the street. She hears, you know, she can't go to market without, you know, there being talk about these things. And she knows the wickedness of the Pharisees, and she knows that these men will stop at nothing to maintain their own earthly power. And so she, too, bears this suffering of anticipation, this waiting, this forbearance of the passion to come. And today, we also join with them in that same spirit. We're right at that cusp. Sunday is Palm Sunday. We enter into Holy Week with that great festivity of Palm Sunday. And we see how quickly the people turn on our Lord from one day laying palms at his feet and praising him entering the city, to then afterwards yelling, "Crucify him," at the throne of Pilate. And with that anticipation, knowing what's coming up, we see that we have laying before us, if we do Holy Week right, if we do the things that we can to maximize our own spiritual benefits from Holy Week, then we have a long week ahead of us. We have a lot of ceremonies that are going to be there. We have a lot of time in church, a lot of driving back and forth. We have, for servers and for choir, we have a lot of things to try to make sure that we remember and be able to execute well for the sake of the liturgy. There's a lot of this tension that we can, if we think about it too much, we could feel it building up like a little ball of anxiousness and anticipation of something so important, yet at the same time, somewhat, even for us, somewhat penitential. And for our Lord, it's just that, for us, it's just a tiny taste of what our Lord was suffering at this moment in time. It's just a tiny taste of what Our Lady was suffering in this moment in time, because they knew that their Holy Week, if you will, was going to be all suffering, all pain, all sorrow. And for us, yes, there's that aspect of it, because that's what the liturgy reflects, and there's that aspect of understanding suffering in the sacrifices that we make to get here each and every day. But it's only a small taste of the suffering that they endured in this anticipation, knowing what is to come, and yet not being able to do anything to stop it, nor, because they are purely of God's will, both our Lord, of course, being God, it is His will, and Our Lady being completely united to our Lord's will, both of them not only not being able to stop it, but not wanting to stop it either, because it takes that full act of giving on their part to redeem mankind. Christ gave Himself up to the executioners. Our Lady let them take our Lord. She let them put Him to death and suffered all those things along with Him. And they both now have that buildup of anticipation. And so for us, you know, just always, I find that this whole week long of Holy Week, and, you know, even a little extended, now we start to think of what was going on in those days for our Lord, for Our Lady, for the apostles. You know, this is what it is, the anticipation, the buildup to the great climax of the crucifixion and death of our Lord in this upcoming week. And so for us, that's our point of meditation. You know, that when we foresee in our lives sufferings, little bits of trials, little bits of difficulties for ourselves, what's our reaction towards that? Do we worry about it to the point that it affects our mood and our dispositions in life, and affects the way we interact with other people, and affects maybe even what we do in terms of whether we're going to try to offer those things up? Or do we actually take it and try to unite it with our Lord's sufferings and try to unite it as an offering to Almighty God for the benefit of our souls, for the benefit of other souls, and for the greater glory God, to share just a little bit in that taste of the cross with Him. So these good little thoughts for you for this, the Friday of Passion Week, and may God bless you and follow you.